Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said when your religion gets into past tense, it becomes pretense. We're happy to have this privilege of Bible study today. We're glad you're listening, and we're hopeful that our being together in this 15-minute program will help to strengthen you spiritually. All right, let's return to our study, and we're talking about building a spiritual life. We have pointed out the fact that spiritual living begins when a person is baptized into Christ and begins to live his life as the Lord would have him live. As you think about this, it becomes quite obvious that all of us have not grown and developed from the time of our birth into the kingdom of God. We have not grown as we should have grown. We were baptized into Christ, and as a babe in Christ, needed to desire the sincere milk of the Word, but sometimes we haven't built a very strong spiritual life. Well, if we want to improve about that, I suggest, number one, that you add daily Bible study to the activities of your day. I'm sure that you're just like everybody else. You have a full day. Every day it seems like there are more things to get done than you get done. And it seems like squeezing something else in there would almost be impossible. Well, that's the way we think about it. But sometimes we have to determine priorities. What is more important? What is that which will give me the most good as far as each day is concerned? And I'm sure that you'd have to say a study of the Word of God is very important, and that's the way that I'll grow and develop spiritually. So let the Word of God be added to your daily life. Here's another thing, a suggestion to you. Study the life of Christ and learn by the examples that he gives to you. I remember the Apostle Peter talking about the suffering of Christ, and he said this, "For even hereunto are you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. When he was reviled, reviled he not again." Now, if you're looking for the passage, it's in 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 21 through 22. The passage clearly tells us Christ left us an example that we should follow his steps. I'm sure that if you want to develop a stronger spiritual life, you want to be more like the Lord. You want to learn from the example that he has given unto us. How do you know about Jesus? Well, you know by reading your Bible, don't you? And as you listen to the things that Jesus said and the things that he did, they serve as wonderful examples to us. You remember just a short time ago when the expression became popular, "What would Jesus do?" And people had bracelets, they had necklaces, they carried around with them keychains that had the expression, "What would Jesus do?" And really, that's not all bad as far as "What would Jesus do?" being applied to our lives. Would Jesus do the wrong thing at any time? The answer is no. He did no sin. Neither was guile found in his mouth. Well, then if I follow his example, I'd be going the right direction, wouldn't I? That just simply means that more about the Lord we need to learn and incorporate into our everyday walk of life. So our life will become stronger spiritually if we appreciate the example that Christ has left for us. Read your Bible. Read of what Jesus did, how he reacted during life, and allow that to be an example that you try to follow in your everyday walk of life. It will add to your building a stronger spiritual life. There were occasions where Jesus very clearly expressed an attitude we ought to have. Do you remember one time when he was 12 years old. Jesus had been taken to the temple, and his family went on their way home and thought that he was with the relatives, but he was not, and so they returned. And when his mother said to him, "You've caused us concern, we worried about you," do you remember what Jesus said? "Wot ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" How old was he? 12 years of age. What was he doing? He was talking with people about the law of God. At 12 years of age, Jesus was putting God's kingdom first in his life. I must be about my Father's business. Do you think that example is a great example for us? Come with Jesus to the end of his life. In Luke chapter 22 and verse 49, it's about over as far as life here upon the earth is concerned. I'm sure that you're aware of the fact that Jesus only lived about 33 and a half years. While he was here upon the earth, great impact was made on the people of his day and upon every generation from that time on unto now. All of us have been touched by the life of Christ. Well, he said, even in view of the cross that he was about to bear, "Not my will, but thine be done." He was talking about God carrying out his will, his plan. And he said, whatever God wills, that's what will be done. Don't you think an appreciation of that example would be helpful to us? Jesus, when he was just a boy, said, "I have to do my Father's business." When he came to the conclusion of his life, he was still saying, "I must be about my Father's business, and what he wants is what must be done." The Lord willing, we'll continue talking to you about these things that build a spiritual life in our study next week. Please be listening, and we remind you it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.